This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Economics is really about predicting human behavior. 50 years ago, some economists launched into the study of crime and came up with a startling and controversial conclusion. Capital punishment, they found, did deter murders and other capital offenses. That sparked a debate over whether crime can be understood as a rational act that rages to this day. Whether or not you think that approach has any value, there's one thing clear about crime, and that is its huge historic swings in the U.S. over the last 50 years. Violent crime rates surged in the 60s and 70s in cities around the nation. Homicide rates doubled and violent crime rates tripled. Yet a few decades later, the declines were almost as large. Perhaps it was mass incarceration, which particularly impacted black men, and mandatory sentencing and three strikes laws that were passed to put repeat offenders behind bars. The big swings in addictive drug development, illegal immigration. Now that crime is back, we need to understand it. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.